Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English Podcast. What you seek is seeking you. News. Islamabad, Pakistan. Pakistan's cabinet on Tuesday promoted General Sayyid Asim Munir, the country's chief of army staff, to the rank of field marshal, following the country's recent military conflict with India. Aljazeera.com. Comment. A very important and unintended consequence of the recent four-day conflict between India and Pakistan has been its role compelling people to read between the lines. Truth seekers found clarity in their path, while opportunists and hypocrites were exposed as they chased ranks and rewards. For the people who understood their responsibility, this conflict presented an open opportunity to rise in support of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which continues to suffer atrocities so severe they rival even those committed by the Mongols. The war not only displayed the might and power the Pakistan armed forces hold, but it also made people witness the reluctance of the authorities in using it to its full extent. People also witnessed the increase in the rewards and ranks. An example of such promotion is what the Pakistan Army Chief received in the form of the announcement of General Asim Munir becoming Field Marshal. Field Marshal is the highest rank in the military, a position bestowed upon individuals for outstanding service, which is mostly symbolic and is given for exceptional military leadership, reserved for extraordinary leaders who have not only commanded armies but also shaped the destiny of their nations. The wars in history got their names after they had concluded, mostly named after areas or significant events or strategies used during the war. The modern capitalist world has changed the wars into operations where decisions are taken behind closed doors and actions are applied on common people, like what we have seen in the international events of the last 25 to 30 years. Quote, war on terror simply meant that a war has been waged on Muslims as if they were the terrorists and they grew like mushrooms and must be eliminated like weeds. So a war that was named in 2001 by the American President George W. Bush and supported by then Pakistan Army Chief Pervez Musharraf continues till today. If Hindu tourists are killed in India, then an operation must be carried out on mosques and madrasas. If these mosques and madrasas were within India, then Pakistan would have no objection, as India has a right to deal with its terrorists as Pakistan has a right to kill its own. And recently, since March 2025, Pakistan Army is using intense force to eliminate its own. But when India crossed the national boundaries of Pakistan, Pakistan decided to retaliate and give this operation the name of Bunyan al-Marsus. This name has been taken from the verse of Surah As-Saff, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ. Verily Allah loves those who fight in His cause in rows as if they were a solid structure. Ibn Abbas commented on the meaning of the ayah, as if they were a solid structure, by saying, they are like a firm structure that does not move because its parts are cemented to each other. In the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَا تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, why do you say that which you do not do? Refutes those who neglect to fulfill their promises. Qatada and Ad-Dahhak said that this ayah was sent down to admonish some people who used to say that they killed, fought, stabbed, and did such and such during battle, even though they did not do any of it. Sa'd ibn Jurayr said about Allah's statement, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا. Verily Allah loves those who fight in His cause in rows, ranks. Before Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam began the battle against the enemy, he liked to line up his forces in rows. In this surah, Allah teaches the believers to do the same. He also said that Allah's statement, كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ, as if they were a solid structure, means that its parts are firmly connected to each other in rows for battle. From the Sunnah, with the hadith recorded in the two Sahihs, in which Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, آيَةُ الْمُنَافِقُ ثَلَاثُ إِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفُ وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبُ وَإِذَا أُتِمِنَ خَانُ. There are three signs for a hypocrite. When he promises, he breaks his promise. When he speaks, he lies. And when he is entrusted, he betrays. The Ummah is a guardianship for the military of Pakistan, because Allah has exposed their might and ability to the world. They have leaned on the verses of the Quran to justify their strength, because they are aware of the reality that they do not have a word or phrase that can even come close to what Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran. Manipulating these verses for personal benefit brings their actions to hypocrisy, and signs of a hypocrite are clearly described by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Getting ranks and rewards while the issue lay unresolved and Islam stays unapplied is not coming from Islamic criterion. Our Rasul made the decision sitting on the mud courtyard of the mosque of the Prophet. He led Ghazawat, he made strategies, he taught and fought side by side, and the world witnessed the expansion of its kind. All this victory and expansion is promised to the Muslims only on the condition of 100% obedience, and can be achieved by a commander who does not crave eternity for himself or his name, but who works for his eternal rank in Jannah. A war that leads to the establishment of the Khilafah is much awaited, and history will give it a name worthy of it, and the name of the commander of that army will shine in the eyes and hearts of the generations of this Ummah. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Ikhlaq Jihan.